Paul's second missionary journey. Paul and Barnabas parted company because of a disagreement they had about John Mark. The young man had earlier left their company and returned to Jerusalem. Barnabas wanted to give John Mark, his nephew, another chance, but Paul preferred not to take him on the next trip. So Barnabas and John Mark went one way, and Paul chose Silas to accompany him on a trip in another direction. Besides Paul and Silas, there were two more preachers on the journey, a young Christian named Timothy and Luke, the physician. They arrived in Thessalonica, which was a seaport town. Paul preached in the Jewish synagogue for three Sabbaths. Many Jews and Greeks believed his teaching, but his enemies, the Jews who didn't believe, began stirring up trouble again, and Paul and Silas had to leave the city at night under the cover of darkness. They went to Berea. The people there listened to Paul, but they also searched the scriptures to be sure what Paul was saying agreed with the scriptures they accepted as the word of God. Of course, the teachings were in perfect harmony because God, who had inspired the scriptures, was also guiding Paul's preaching. The Bible says the Bereans were more noble than the people in Thessalonica because they wanted to prove that Paul's words were true. The Jews in Thessalonica came to Berea and started causing trouble for Paul. So the Christians sent him to Athens. But Silas and Timothy stayed in Berea, intending to join Paul as soon as possible.